This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
With me on the line from Port-au-Prince, Haiti is Sophie Chavanel from the Canadian Red Cross. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I know a lot has been happening in Haiti in the last, ever since January's earthquake with the Hurricane Tomas and now the cholera outbreak. Can you tell me what it's been like for the Red Cross response?
Of course, now the risk of a wider and more serious outbreak in Port-au-Prince and in the rest of the country is real, and it's clear that more resources will be needed. Right now, cholera spread across the country. The last figures we've got from the Haitian authorities were in November 26th, and we have more than 30,000 hospitalized cases and more than 1,600 deaths. More than 3,000 cases have been identified in Port-au-Prince. So, of course, the Red Cross has been responding since the first cases were identified in the Artibonite region more than a month ago now. We've been providing treatment to people in the Artibonite region as well as in Port-au-Prince in cholera treatment centers and clinics. We've been continuing to deliver water to people in the camps so they can have access to clean water in the camps, but in the provinces as well, because it's important to say that, of course, in Port-au-Prince, people have access to medical care, more medical care. They have access to water in the camps because there's so many organizations working on the ground. But in the provinces, it's hard for people to make it to the hospital to have access to good hygiene and water infrastructure. So there's a lot of work to do in the provinces as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, since the outbreak started, I mean, we read about it here in Canada, and a lot of members of the Haitian diaspora here in Montreal are very worried about what's happening in Haiti. How serious is this outbreak?
But as I said, the risk of a wider and more serious outbreak in Haiti is very real. We're working around the clock, and even during these troubled times, yesterday during election, most of the organization on the ground were in lockdown, so people had to stay in their office, in their home, because for security reasons and for operational reasons as well. Because it's really difficult to travel around the country in these troubled times on election day. But still, we had medical staff in the cholera treatment center. We had doctors, we had nurses who were still giving treatment, because we know that cholera is an illness that kills really quickly. People have to make it to the hospital as soon as possible. And once they make it to the hospital, it's quite easy to treat. But the problem is people have to make it on time to the hospital. They have to identify symptoms and then try to make it as fast as possible to the health centers. So this is part of the answer, treating people, but we can multiply treatment capacities. What is also really important is to do prevention work, because Haiti hasn't seen cholera for more than 50 years now. So most of people didn't know what cholera was. They didn't know what the symptoms were. And that's what makes it so difficult here to contain this cholera outbreak. Information prevention, but as well water and sanitation infrastructure. The water and sanitation infrastructure in Haiti are really poor. It was really difficult to even have access to toilets and water before the earthquake for most of the people. So, of course, after the earthquake, the situation is not better.
Now, because the situation has reached an extreme and the election yesterday, a lot of people were saying that because of the cholera outbreak that the election should be postponed. Do you agree?
Well, I can't speak on that. I can't right. pronounce on that. What I can say is that the Red Cross is focusing on treating patients and doing a massive prevention and information campaign in Haiti right now. If election yesterday, a lot of people, as you said, were saying that we should postpone election. I really don't know if it would make a difference. For the Red Cross right now, what is important is to treat patients and save lives.
How did the outbreak occur? Because from what I've read, it actually started after the Hurricane Tomas hit the island? Or did it start from? Did it start before then?
No. Actually, the cholera outbreak started more than a month ago. It was before Hurricane Thomas, and it was in the Artibonite region, which is about 2 hours north of Port-au-Prince. The first cases were identified in Saint-Marc, which is a town in the Artibonite region, and this is where the most cholera cases, even as we speak. Of course, after Hurricane Thomas, a lot of people were worried that with the floods, it would spread cholera. I don't know if it really did make things faster, but one thing is clear is that this cholera outbreak, it's clear that a wider and more serious outbreak in Haiti is clear now. It's serious and it's very real.
Right now, is it going to be contained, or is it just going to continue to spread?
Well, I can't say if it's going to be contained. What I can say is that the Red Cross and all the organizations on the ground are working to minimize the impact this cholera outbreak on the ground, of course.
Great. Thank you so much for your time, Sophie.
You're welcome.